Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Every one of us has an extensive collection of kudos. From a buyer's perspective, though, this has become normal and is no longer a differentiator. So now it's time to step up our game and stand out by using this format strategically. Here are two things I do for getting the kind of reviews that drive new opportunities. First up, I have a specific conversation about what folks want to know. This is how we get detailed reviews as noted in the post. Go beyond the request, though. Explain why you're asking for the information. For example, if we charge premium prices, explain that fear with something like, you know, I don't want folks to go into sticker shock. I want them to understand the unique value that justifies the price. Now, this direction isn't telling folks what to say. It's helping them focus on which points are important. Before you have this conversation, ask yourself, what are some of the common sales objectives that I want this review to answer? Second up, give folks a structure. Explain what prospective buyers want to know about them. Something like, here's what folks want to know about your situation so they can compare apples to apples. Again, explain the why. If you don't do this, folks don't know what to include about their situation. And let's go one step further. Some of our fans don't mind being told what to include. So if you have permission, you could even have a list of talking points. Here's why these conversations are okay to have. Your advocates want to help other buyers. They've been in that position. They want to share information that will make the decision easier to make. When we add this kind of clarity to our reviews, not only do we get out of that good but nondescript category, but we also help folks who want to work with us be more confident and excited about moving forward. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.